From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. President Barack Obama, less than 24 hours after announcing the death of Osama bin Laden, says this is a good day.
The world is safer. It is a better place because of the death of Osama bin Laden.
The president speaking at a ceremony awarding the Medal of Honor posthumously to two veterans of the Korean War. He drew on the moment to express pride in the patriotism and sacrifices Americans made to get the man accused of ordering the 9/11 attacks. Bin Laden was killed in a firefight with U.S. commandos at his Pakistan compound yesterday. More details are now emerging about that covert operation. NPR's Tom Jelton reports U.S. officials say several women and children were with the al-Qaeda leader at the time of the attack, and one woman may have been killed being used as a human shield.
Osama bin Laden was known to prefer having women and children around him, whether for company or to shield him from attack. U.S. officials say one of his wives lived with him, and she may have been the woman who died during the shootout. A defense official says one of the men killed in the raid was firing from behind the woman. Two other women were injured during the raid. The others, plus the children, were uninjured. The U.S. forces who carried out the raid took bin Laden's body with them when they left, but everyone else, including the women and children, were left behind. Tom Jelton, NPR News, Washington.
Around the globe, reactions are mixed to the death of the Saudi-born bin Laden. NPR Soraya Sarhadi Nelson offers this picture out of Saudi Arabia.
There certainly was some offense taken at the notion that non-Muslims would kill a Muslim like bin Laden, because after all, he was a hero to many Saudis prior to his becoming involved or creating al-Qaeda and starting terrorist attacks.
NPR Soraya Sarhadi Nelson. On Capitol Hill, as elsewhere, leaders are praising the operation, but NPR's Nina Totenberg says there remain important unanswered questions.
Senate Armed Services Committee Chairman Carl Levin said the biggest unanswered questions are in Pakistan.
Well, I think that the Pakistani army and intelligence have a lot of questions to answer, given the location, the length of time, and the apparent fact that this facility was actually built for bin Laden.
Those answers may not come in public, but Levin's statement is an indication that many in Congress want answers. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.
Mixed reactions today out of parts of the Middle East on news that the U.S. killed Osama bin Laden. Gaza's Hamas rulers are condemning the U.S. attack on Pakistani soil, calling it another example of, quote, American oppression. However, Hamas's Palestinian rivals in control of the West Bank are congratulating the U.S. At last check on Wall Street, the Dow was down 4 points at 12,807. This is NPR News. A steady stream of visitors is flocking to the Flight 93 Memorial outside Shanksville, Pennsylvania. Scott Detrow of member station WITF in Harrisburg is on the scene.
The Flight 93 crash site is a construction zone right now. The first phase of a permanent memorial is set to open later this year. Beverly Hoover of Lansdale, Pennsylvania, was one of the people drawn to the site today. She says she felt different, more emotional than she has in previous visits.
And I know it's not over, but the one that was really the mastermind behind it is dead.
Someone taped the front page of a newspaper announcing bin Laden's death to the fence surrounding the site. Another person hung a Navy SEALs flag to honor the Special Forces team that killed the al-Qaeda leader. For NPR News, I'm Scott Detrow in Shanksville, Pennsylvania.
Nearly a week after tornadoes tore through the southern U.S., emergency teams are still searching for victims, including in Alabama. But Andrew Yeager of member station WBHM in Birmingham says at least power is now returning to some areas for the first time since the storms hit.
Electricity is now running to hospitals and government buildings in Huntsville, Alabama, but the situation is far from normal. Streetlights still aren't working. Some restaurants and gas stations are using generators. Schools there won't reopen until at least Wednesday. A 120-member urban search and rescue team from Louisiana is headed to Tuscaloosa, Alabama. Hundreds are still missing in that town. And while Tuscaloosa's mayor says crime hasn't increased since the storm, a nighttime curfew has been extended through the weekend. Four people, however, in the northwestern corner of the state have been charged with looting. They were caught stealing from homes after presenting themselves as relief workers. For NPR News, I'm Andrew Yeager in Birmingham.
And I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News, Washington.